Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do.
Connections are working.
Light's refreshing flavor.
I think everything should be
good. We believe every client deserves a refreshing finish. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find guys Levi's 511 slim fit jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 8/17 to 8/23. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% off, subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time periods May 10 to 9/5.
Hey, think fast.
Hey, what's this?
Looking for your patch.
Can't hear me.
Yep, the only non-water-based patch on the market. Blocks pain for up to 8 hours.
So it gives me 8 hours of pain relief and stays dry?
That's right. It's patent-pending technology, so it really is one of them. Can't hear me?
It says here it's odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light.
The Lidocare Pain Patch. Yeah. The makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief.
We should be good. You are correct, senor.
Walgreens and Amazon.
Thousands of people increasing the flexibility of working when they want, driving with Uber. You'll control your day, plus be able to start earning right away just by driving your own car.
I've got two kids. They're both in summer camp, and I'll drop them. Then I turn on the Uber app, the ride requests come in, and I'm earning extra money. Working when I want, being my own boss, you know, driving with Uber is definitely the best option for me.
Earn the extra money you need on your schedule. Get started today. Sign up right now. Go to uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
Dare to get to know another way of working. Another way of political thinking.
Yeah, like
the social and counterparty of Baja California. A new political
option. I will
option.
Have that to you
a party
before
for
I hit
the people.
Road today.
An
so
independent
it'll be,
party
hopefully before
that will
noon.
Work to recover the peace
that,
in the state.
Thursday.
Look for them on social networks or at your local committee. Social
less
and counterparty
minute. Here we go.
Baja California. A new political option.
Video is going live now.
Those who want labor equality step forward. Those who believe that everyone deserves the same rights and opportunities move to the front. The Mexican Movement for Labor Equality and Ending Discrimination, they're working to achieve equality in rights and labor opportunities between men and women. To find out more, go to gob.mx/normolaboral. Equality. No more, no less. Work and Social Provision Secretary. Y Mujer. Cunapre. Government of the Republic.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests, your Belinda Mayer, Tom Lindsay. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And repeat offender, Aaron Zapata, Impact Properties, is with us. Good morning.
All right, good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And we are celebrating today. It is a double celebration day this fine Thursday. National Fajita Day. I should have an Olé soundtrack in there,
olé,
but I don't.
Olé, olé.
Olé, olé, olé. And being that I... Hi, you're doing good, Aaron. Thank you. And being that I have beaten anorexia, we can go with National Soft Ice Cream Day today as well. Yeah, where are you going to get that soft ice cream
hey,
at?
Why can't you put those machines right in your kitchen?
Yeah, wouldn't that be good?
Oh, that's what I want.
I would love it. That would be a lot of fun. Moving to the markets. What's going on in the markets today? The Dow Jones down 11.17. Oil. Oh, that's up $1.26 just jumped while I'm in the middle of talking to you. Up $1.26 a barrel. Oil up $1.26 a barrel. What does that mean to you? What does it mean to me? Well, the national average of gasoline, $2.13.5. Right here in the state of confusion, you can pay $2.63 a gallon. Look at the bright side, though. At least we're not above Hawaii any longer. We've been running above Hawaii, but Hawaii now $2.72 a barrel. I guess they must have finished their refineries over there. Maybe not. $2.63 right here in the state of confusion. I think I paid $2, about $2.20 over at Costco. I don't know what you're paying for gas, but that's what's going on in the oil market. The market that means the most to many people or most Americans is the bond market. And no one talks about the bond market. You ever listen to the nightly news? And they always tell you what the stock market did, and that means the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Sometimes they will tell you what the S&P 500 did. Every once in a while, they'll do that. But rarely do they talk about the market that means the most to most Americans, and that would be the bond market. Why do I bring that up? Well, of course, the U.S. 10-year Treasury, it's down ever so slightly today. At 1.541% is the yield. Now, if you're a senior or know a senior, that's going to be meaningful to you because fixed income, that's where it's coming from, is the U.S. 10-year Treasury. If you are a homeowner or know a homeowner, well, the U.S. 10-year Treasury is the foundation of mortgage-backed securities, which drives your interest rates. Traditionally, if you will take the U.S. 10-year Treasury at 1.54 or whatever that is and add the historic number of 1.76 to that, it's going to tell you where the U.S. 30-year fixed rate loan should be. So take the 10-year Treasury, add 1.76, you get that number. And as of this morning, yes, about 7 a.m. today, Freddie Mac came out with their mortgage market survey. And the U.S. 10-year Treasury, drum roll, please. That's too long of a drum roll. 3.43% with an average point, half a point. 3.43, 30-year fixed-rate loan. Now, being that you know me and you know that I didn't run a whole set of disclosures before we started the broadcast, what I can tell you is when they look at these numbers, just like all of the commercials that don't want to tell you these things, which is basically breaking the law when they don't tell you these things. And I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a prosecutor, but I'll just tell you that anyway. So when you're looking at these numbers, they're supposed to tell you how they come up with the number. Well, I told you how I came up with the 3.43. It's Freddie Mac's Mortgage Market Survey. And what they're doing is they are looking at the most qualified people with 40% equity in their property, purchase money, rate and term, or a rate and term refi, at $417,000 or below loan amount. So that's where they come up with 3.43%. Now, how many people do you know that have a $417,000 loan and 40% equity? Well, a lot of people are moving up if they have that. If they're not, they should be calling Aaron to move up because that's what helps our economy. It's when people move. See, if you stay in your house 21 years like I have, that doesn't help the economy at all.
Thanks a lot, Ron.
Someone's got to skew these numbers. Right, Aaron, I think you and I might have talked about this before. People are staying in their homes longer. We're at about 9 years now. It had gone up to 10 years that we were staying in their homes. Historically, 6 years. We move every 6 years. So think about some of those numbers. If you're messing up the economy like I am, well, move. That's all you got to do. That's just think about that. Speaking of moving, there are 262,000 people that better not apply for a home loan right now because they got job. They filed for unemployment last week. 262,000 more people. That's a little bit better. There was 266,000 the week before. But maybe we'll come up with another jobs report that says for the whole month we created 260,000. Doesn't seem to make sense to me, but that is the way we report these numbers. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve gauge of manufacturing activity, that jumped to 2.0. What the heck does that mean? I don't know, but it's above zero, so that means it's good. Last month it was down a negative 2.9. That was not good. So there is all the economics that you need just to save you. If you, I try and do it quickly because I studied economics over at Chapman College, and it was one of those courses that you really have to go in there with a very, very large cup of coffee. No disrespect meant to my professors, Jim Doty and the late Essie Adibi, but economics can be boring if you have to sit there for an hour or 3 hours. I always used to tell Jim that it was only he could stand it for that long. But then again, he was one of the few people that got their doctorate at the University of Chicago and did not bring a Nobel Prize with him. So, you know, he must have been slacking a little bit as well. Moving into the news of the day, you got to love watching some of the news stories that come out. At least I do. Unbelievable. There's a comment. Here's an interesting news story. And the funny part about this news story is, Cookie Roberts is claiming that Trump voters are morally tainted like him. Now, the irony is here, she said that on MSNBC's morning show, and nobody watches it. Sorry about that, but Joe Scarborough, I think that I might have more listeners when I'm in the shower than MSNBC does, and even my wife doesn't listen to me, so that gives you an idea of audience, but talking about Trump supporters being morally tainted, and you wonder why he's now calling himself Mr. Brexit. It might be a surprise what comes, and you got to wonder about the people that have been supporting Trump prior to his announcement of running for office. Did he become morally tainted the day he announced his candidacy, or was it before that? And if it was before that, why were all these people cozying up to him before that? Was it their judgment? I don't know. We'll have to be very interesting to see what that study shows. Right, moving right local to where we are right here, I report out our local representative, Ed Royce, out saying American lives in danger with President Obama's Guantanamo releases. Does that surprise anybody at all?
Surprise.
So you take a terrorist who's been put into a country club on Guantanamo Bay, and they've vowed they want to do us harm. You leave them there stewing for anywhere from 1 to 10 years or whatever the number is, release them to a country that doesn't really like us, and you wonder how it is that such a high percentage – well, wait a second. The Department of Defense says a high percentage of them return to terrorism, yet our State Department, yeah, that's the one that Hillary Clinton was running, they say that they don't go back to terrorism. So you got to wonder which one is true. I'll just leave it to you, but we can tell you, talking about truth, a quick one here because we are running out of time. Target is in the news right now. Can you imagine Target? They're having to spend $20 million to build single-stall bathrooms. Yeah, Target was the one that didn't like the idea of, or they were promoting that anybody could go into any bathroom, just depending upon what your selection of the day was. And now their stock is down because a lot of people didn't like that idea. Their stock price down about 15% since that announcement, and now they're going to build single-stall bathrooms. I wonder what the next problem will be with that one. Well, I'm sure something to complain about. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, we're going to talk about a small business impact, getting to know your elected officials if you are a small business owner. 4 stats that prove this is not 2005 real estate all over again. How to dig yourself out of debt. There's so much to cover. I'm not going to even tell you all about it. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Reach us on Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, Twitter at Ron Siegel, or if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit, and the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it, it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-9090. Again, that's 855-608-9090. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
You a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. Going to love this program because we've talked to real estate agents, lenders, attorneys, let's not talk about title insurance companies yet. We will get there. Credit repair, all individuals are giving rebates to our heroes. That would be retired, active, reserve, military, first responders, police, firefighters, nurses. We've even thrown teachers in there, all getting a discount for people who qualify. VIPHeroProgram.com. Mutual funds and 401ks may be hazardous to your wealth. Does that surprise anybody? I've talked to you about that before.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
The 401k, the IRA, the SEP, all government ruses to take more of your money. That's just the way it is. The idea, put a little bit of money in today, let it grow so the government has more money to tax. But here's the issue is until they come up with this new ruling where financial advisors have to not only do suitability tests, but fiduciary testing, then we may find out that the cost of these mutual funds and these holdings within the 401ks, within the IRAs, are a little more than you should really be paying. You may want to reach out to Karen Hall. We've talked to her on radio before. Self-directed IRAs, and then you might even be able to reach out to Aaron and buy a piece of property through that self-directed IRA. Just a little bit, and there's a lot less fees involved in that. You have a lot more control over it. That is the Word on Wealth segment today. If you want more information on this hazard to your wealth, just give me a call at 800-306-1990, and that is brought to you by the VIP Hero Program, discounts for the heroes of our society. Just go to the website, VIPHeroProgram.com. So we get to chat this morning. Tom Lindsay, mayor of Yorba Linda, is in studio with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. I guess are you the one doing the cooking, or are you just hosting breakfast? I hear there's a mayor's prayer breakfast coming up.
Yeah, I won't be doing the cooking. I'll be doing the eating.
Oh, so you and me both. That idea. So tell me from I've seen mayor's breakfast before, the prayer breakfast before. Never gone to one, just because I'm not the most religious guy in the world. I'm a semi-practicing Jew. So, and I never understand who's the target that comes to a prayer breakfast?
Well, it occurs to me that the man upstairs probably hears everyone's prayers, regardless of what denomination they belong to. So I think the real target is everyone in the city.
Okay.
Would have an interest in that. It's been decidedly Christian, but I think we're reaching out to the other groups also to try and bring everyone in the community in and enjoy the prayer breakfast, because this is all about prayer. Do you believe that prayer makes a difference or not? And I think most people do.
So is that what I see that it's going to be a Thursday, September 22nd, Yorba Linda Community Center, 7 a.m. to 8:45. Is the whole focus there for roughly the 2 hours? Is it all a prayer event?
Well, for
somebody that's never gone like me,
right?
Tell me kind of what the agenda might be.
Well, first of all, you have to be committed to be there at 7 o'clock,
right?
A.m. So you have to have some belief,
okay? Right?
Other than in the sausage that's going to be served.
They don't let me in because then I got to be on radio by 9, so I'll still be in that food coma by then.
You're darn right.
Well, the way it works is we actually start with acknowledging all of the dignitaries. We have a lot of people that come, like Ed Royce's office will be there. Bob typically is there, our sense representative. All of our city officials come. And so we introduce anybody that's of office that comes there. We also acknowledge and recognize and thank the policemen and the firemen that are there, school district officials, water districts. So there's a lot of people of office that do come and participate in the beginning. We do enjoy a great breakfast buffet, all-you-can-eat kind of a thing. It's a lot of food. It's a lot of fun. And then we do have a keynote.
I might have to get religious for that. Holy cow.
You might have to. and then we also have a guest speaker that comes as well. That delivers a keynote address. In the past, we've had sports figures, different people that are coming, have come. This year, we have Chad Williams, who wrote a book called The Seal of God. He's a Navy SEAL who's got an amazing story. He'll come and share with us. And then we also have the choir from Valencia High School that is going to be coming as well. And they'll be singing and doing a little musical program for us. So it's quite an event. It's really very impactful. People enjoy it.
I mean, Ron, I think if you've never been there before, you'd walk out a little bit more inspired to do a little bit better that day.
Absolutely.
I think that's, you know, something that maybe it's maybe our whole society would be better if we had prayer breakfast every morning. Right? I mean, because there's a lot of people out there that are angry, and it's a shame. And maybe if we can do something just a little bit to make people more inclusive, I think it might be great for the whole society. Now, is this one of those events that, you know, you'll get up as mayor and talk about the city as well?
No, not really. I'll have just a couple minutes to welcome everybody and turn the time over to the speaker. But I think my job is to acknowledge that we're here together in a religious setting. Okay. Because we're honoring the process of prayer. And I think that's what it's about. And we get a chance to bring all the denominations together and have a prayer together.
You know something, I think that some, right now in our politically correct society, maybe it's politically incorrect, is we've gotten away from that. You know, right? Just as coming together, whatever it is and whatever you believe, I mean, I don't think there's a problem with, I talk about that all the time, because especially when it gets, as we get close, hard to believe, we're already getting close to the holiday time.
Yep.
Right? I mean, yeah, you know, I've never made a secret about the fact that I'm Jewish, but I love Christmas, right? I mean, it's a beautiful time of year, and whether I celebrate the holiday or not, I can respect those that do. And I think maybe that's what you're heading toward here. It's just an idea of respect.
Absolutely.
And I think we all acknowledge that, you know, we do have to rely on a power greater than ourselves. And that's why we pray. You know, we pray to God and we believe he hears our prayers. And it's a great opportunity. We do pray for the nation. We do pray for the people. We do some scripture reading. It's a great uplifting time. And I agree with Tom that when you come away, you feel like I can be better. And you've been encouraged to be better and make a better impact in your world. And that's what we've historically done. And this is our 30th anniversary. So we're very excited. It's the 30th year. We're changing a little thing, a couple things up, but for the most part, it's going to be the same, and we're excited to see it happen.
Ron, I think I read something. Couldn't quote you from where, but basically stated that the majority of Americans believe that prayer does make a difference.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, if you're in the majority, an event like this, you're gonna think that it has a positive result too.
Looks great, and you know something, anytime you can. In my opinion, you bring a keynote speaker that's a U.S. Navy SEAL. We've got something to be thankful for because, you know, regardless of what you do every day, and I don't care whether you're sitting home on food stamps, you're a radio host, a mayor, a real estate professional, you know, it's our military that have given us the opportunity of doing things, having the freedoms that we have, we enjoy. And boy, if just the ability of going and listening to a U.S. Navy SEAL, to me, that if it wasn't for all the other good things you've talked about, that's a valuable morning as well. So again, it's 7 a.m. Thursday, September 22nd. YLprayerbreakfast.com is the website. And if you will put the information up for there right on ronsiegelradio.com as well. I want to chat a little bit. So Yorba Linda, you know, a lot of people don't even know. Other than historians, got a pretty well-known political figure from Yorba Linda, right? But tell us a little bit about the city.
You know, that's a fun question to tackle. I moved here in 1985 and bought a home for $165,000 in
Yorba Linda. Wow, okay.
This is old Yorba Lindans talk about where they bought their home and how far Yorba Linda Boulevard stretched at that point. So I can go into that, but I'll bore you. But for $165,000, a little tract home, Yorba Linda 30 years ago was not, I believe, what it's turned into today. I think that for North Orange County, I don't want to sound too haughty, but I think Yorba Linda is probably the nicest place to live in North Orange County. And I think it's got a reputation that's developed over the years, and I couldn't tell you exactly all the reasons why. Other than that's a great place to live. It's a bedroom community, and the property values have skyrocketed and continue to skyrocket. You drive around the city, you see some of the developments that are being made. Our property values, Ron, you talk to people about this, and I couldn't tell you exactly why this all happens, this phenomenon, but it has happened in Yorba Linda. It's a great place to live.
Hey, we're going to talk more about Yorba Linda and small hometown communities and community pride. We'll talk about all of that. Also talk about business people getting involved in the local community. Also going to have a little bit of a chat for stats that prove this is not 2005 real estate all over again. And how to dig yourself out of debt, all of that and more. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564 Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
With more than 25 years of experience, ATI is a national leader in restoration, environmental remediation, and reconstruction. We're proud to be the nation's largest family-owned restoration contractor. ATI has over 700 full-time employees and 15 offices across the county. Our services include 24-hour emergency response, water damage, fire and smoke damage, lead, asbestos removal, mold remediation, and much more. When the need arises, call 1-800-400-9353. That's 1-800-400-9353.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payment by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the County Department of Corporations, NMLS 2107 and DRE number 0169452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Breaking news, Ryan Lochte and his teammates apparently have made up the story about being robbed at gunpoint. They're damaging bathroom door at a Rio gas station event. It's according to Brazilian police officials and their commentary to the Associated Press. Now, they told them this before. Now, here's a funny issue, especially after we just finished talking about a prayer breakfast. I think this is semi-humorous. How did the whole story start? Do you remember how this whole thing got out? Well, Lochte and his friends all got back to the Olympic Village late. Lochte tells his mom that he was robbed at gunpoint. Mom believes the story. Did you ever tell your mom something that might have been a little far-fetched? Well, if you weren't a multiple-time Olympic winner and your mom didn't go and tell the news that story, you might not have gotten quite as much coverage, and maybe some of your friends may not be going to jail. You may not be losing some endorsement money. So be careful of what you tell mom. That's the bottom line right there. Now, sometimes it's better than mom knows best. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. I've shared that with you many, many times. I've looked at the reports since the 90s, and I've never, ever seen one that is completely accurate. It just doesn't exist. And I've seen great scores from people, but the reports are just not accurate. I've never seen one that is completely accurate. How do you get yourself out of debt is our topic this morning. Well, number one, it's pretty simple. Start with a budget. Write down everything you spend. Keep track of everything. Almost every one of us nowadays has a smartphone. Make use of it, not to just go find Pokemon. You're not going to solve your budget problems with Pokemon. So track everything you spend money on. You'll probably be able to save many instances, $100 a month just on Starbucks. Now, unless you own Starbucks stock, that's not going to bother anybody. Use that money wisely. You might need some credit counseling. There are free services out there that can help you with that. Do not go to the debt settlement companies. That's not the right solution. That will do more damage to you than good. But if you call the credit card companies and have an honest conversation, they really don't want you to go to the ultimate extreme of solving your debt, which would be bankruptcy. They don't want that. So they will be more inclined to work with you, especially if you retain a bankruptcy attorney to help you negotiate with them. Maybe get the interest rates down, get on a payment plan. There are a lot of ways of doing this, but it all starts, number one, a desire. Number two, a budget. If you want some help, give us a call. We're more than happy to help you. I've talked to you about this before, especially our military people who do have significant amounts of debt that they end up with. Let's put together the game plan for life, a financial game plan. That's all it is. That's your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation, Anna, Yorba Linda Mayor Tom Lynn's in the house, and Aaron Zapata, Impact Properties. Aaron, I want to chat with you as we were talking about the prayer breakfast, Yorba Linda prayer breakfast earlier, and I was sharing with you before we went on air. Maybe I was sharing with the mayor when you were walked out of the room, but I used to have an import-export business in Anaheim. I had about 60 people working for me. CPAs, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to the public accountant one day, and I've been a political junkie my whole life. So we're talking about national politics and Congress and Senate, President, Supreme Court. He says, Ron, who's your local mayor? And I scratched my head at the time, and I didn't know. How about city council people? And I scratched my head, again, not knowing anything. He said, you know, you're being pretty foolish because those are the people that impact your local small business, and you're probably not going to have an opportunity to chat with the president this week.
Right.
You're a small business owner. Do you find that to be a value of being tied in locally?
Absolutely. My wife and I started attending a church here 22 years ago, and then when we were looking to purchase our first house, we determined it had to be in Yorba Linda. We liked the community. We loved what we saw here. So we relocated here, and then when I started my own company, my own business, I decided it had to be in Yorba Linda because not only do I love it, but I want to be here. I want to make an impact in my own culture, and I knew that one of the best ways to do that was to get involved with the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm now a board of directors, and that provided access to getting to know the city council, and I think that's incredibly important. They need to know, as the council members, what their business owners are thinking, what we're struggling with, where we're succeeding, and incorporating a great relationship between the business owners as well as the city council. We all want to make money. We all want to make a living, and we want to improve our community. And there's really no better way to do that than to talk to the guys that actually make the decisions and vote on the measures that are presented to them. And I've been able to do that and getting to know them over the last 3.5 years since I've had my company here. It's been that long. It's been quick. We did our grand opening. You know, the city council members, a lot of them came to the grand opening. We've done ribbon cuttings for, you know, dozens of other businesses that have come to town here. And it's such a vital part to get to know them. And it's not from the political standpoint, like, hey, I need to push an agenda or I need to have you vote a certain way. It really is just having a relationship with somebody that you can have and just say, hey, this is what I'm struggling with. Anything we can do about it. And it could be, I have problems marketing. I don't like where my office is located. Whatever a case may be, it could be something small. It could be something big. It could be some sort of bill that's going to come. But it's just having the relationship and the openness to talk about not only the great things, but also the tough things.
And does that help? Do you think that not only that's doing a service for you as the business owner, but them as the elected official getting another perspective, whether it influences them or not?
Absolutely. We do a board of directors meeting once a month, and Tom and the city.
We being the
Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, Chamber.
The board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce. We do a meeting once a month, and we invite the chief of police of staff here in Yorba Linda, city manager, as well as the mayor and his assistant. And they all come to the meeting, and they give us an update, and they get to field questions from us privately, where we can just talk about what we're struggling with, and they give us an update of where the city is at. And so we feel very informed, educated, and a lot of our questions get answered that the public maybe have asked us too, because they know we're involved in the community.
So you can actually be an outreach for the elected.
Yeah, we feel like we're in partnership with the city as a Chamber of Commerce, and as a business owner being part of the Chamber really creates that opportunity to really have a relationship with the city.
Mayor, what's your thought on that? I mean, is it helpful, or do you feel like the business community is coming and just pulling at you for what's in their own best interest, or are they looking to the community wide? Give us the take from the other side.
Well, my take will be from this perspective. I once heard a statement that I really get a kick out of, and I think about it all the time, and it says, "Democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the others."
Sure.
So you take five regular schmoes, you elect to a city council, and all of a sudden they oversee the dispersion of millions and millions of dollars of funds. Here in Yorba Linda, a $35 million a year budget and $1 billion in assets. Five normal guys, okay? And all of a sudden, they're supposed to be the experts on this. We need the help of the community. We represent the community. Here in Yorba Linda, you gave some great counsel, Ron, about debt. One of the things that makes Yorba Linda so great is we have no debt. Let me reemphasize, Yorba Linda is debt-free. That's not an easy thing to accomplish. But again, back to these five normal, regular schmoes who are called on to make these votes on a local level that you've expressed appreciation for, I think, as I understood your comment.
Sure.
You know, what happens federally and the state level and county is not as impactful as what happens on the local level. So to answer your question, you got business owners like Aaron all across the city. I see them as a resource to help me do my job, not somebody who's going to come say, like Aaron said, you know, vote this way or vote that way. And if the thing works out exactly the way it should, we're helping them.
Mm-hmm.
We're helping them in their business to be more solid. And they're giving us the input back about making our environment, our business environment, the way it needs to be. It all works in synergy.
It's amazing how many people, because I obviously get an opportunity to chat with a whole lot of people all across Southern California. And I ask that question a lot when I hear people complaining about, dealing with city policies and their local zoning and getting permits. And one of the first questions I'll always ask is, okay, which city council members are you friends with? None. How many city council meetings do you attend? Do you know the city planning department people? Well, these people, they're the ones making these policies, and they may not like what you have to say, but I think in most instances, they're willing to listen. At least maybe you can work together to share why the city has its perspective, why the business owner has their perspective, and where they come together. Does it make any sense?
It happens all the time. It is the lifeblood of a community. I don't mean to sound trite, but the communication lines between the business owners and the residents and their city council elected representatives is critical.
I want to ask you, how do you meet these folks when we come back? Because if you don't go to obviously a city council meeting is probably not the best place to meet somebody, but I want to talk to you about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about four stats that prove this is not 2005 real estate all over again. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it?
Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 27037 and 145. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 14552 and Cal VRE 01869452 and 1866775.
La Casa del Zorro Resort and Spa is the perfect summer family getaway. Enjoy 3 nights in a 2-bedroom, 2-bath casita with private pool for just $499, including tax and resort fees.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Professional Equity Analysis Review. Talk to one of the real estate professionals. They will get you the equity position of your property. You cannot get equity positions online. It does not work that way. So give us a text. It's P-A-R, 79564. And one of those state professionals will reach out to you for stats that prove this is not 2005 economics all over again. This is coming from research by the National Association of Realtors, and they looked at some of the housing crisis issues of 2005. One, price to rent ratio, price to income ratio, mortgage transactions, and house flipping. Those were the items that they looked at. And, you know, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on these right now, but price-to-rent ratio is less than it was in 2005, down 18%. Price-to-income ratio down 12%. Percentage of mortgage purchases down 15%. Percentages of houses flipped down 50%. So do you think with all those items down, do you think we're heading toward another bubble? I doubt it. But hindsight 2020, a lot of experts out there. Again, if you're looking at real estate, I think it's a great investment. I'd like to see somebody document and prove to me otherwise. I'd be happy to look. I'd be happy to learn. And we'll have that discussion. But in the meantime, if you believe me, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with a great real estate professional to help you. Yes, I do have a license. No, I do not use it. So it's not like I'm out there pushing my own business. I don't go and sell real estate. That's not my world. That is the real-time real estate segment. Brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals, Tech Air 79564. So talking this morning, we've got Mayor of Yorba Linda, Tom Lindsay, in the house. Aaron Zapata, Impact Properties, is with us. Mayor, how is it that an average individual, you know, just somebody that's not politically inclined, not politically motivated, maybe has a small town coffee shop, how do you meet some of the elected officials in the community?
Well, that's a great question. You know, the thing that I've seen, Ron, is that most people take advantage of that when they have a need, a specific need, and then they race down to City Hall and they want to meet everyone and get their problem solved. But I think if you would take a step back and think for a minute, there are meetings that go on all the time in the city. And whether you have an acute need or not, take advantage of going to those meetings. You made a comment that maybe going to city council is not the best way to meet the city council members. I disagree.
Okay.
I think that's a great way to meet the city council members. There are breaks in between. There's the before, the after. And, you know, I welcome people to come up to the dais, shake hands, talk for just a minute about their needs, and start a relationship. And then, of course, the easiest way is we're at all the events in the city. And don't pick on any particular council members. Get to know all five of them. There should be no favorite. They all have 20% of the vote. And come out to the events, and please come up to us. Tell us who you are. Get to know us.
Well, you know something, when you say that, a lot of people are when you see somebody that's got the title mayor, you know, it's almost like representative or senator or governor or whatever. It almost puts you in that level of superiority. And I think sometimes people don't realize that, you know, you go out to Starbucks just like everybody else, and it's another individual, a person just like anyone else in the community. You just have a different task or a different responsibility.
Yeah, I appreciate that comment, but look, you've spent an hour with me now. You can certainly see it that I'm nothing. You can talk to me anytime you want.
Right.
And I know that the other council members are the same way. Like I said, we're just average people who decided to serve for a period of time and got elected.
I'm going to throw two items out there and get your comment on great ways, I think, of meeting some of the community leaders or elected officials. How about, and I think it's great what you said, because so many people, they don't realize the value of relationship. They see, you know, I've got a need. I'm having trouble getting a permit, so I'm going to go to city council. How about the concept of volunteer? Is that a way of, if you volunteer with to do some serving at a mayor's prayer breakfast or another event, think that's a way of meeting some of the officials?
Ron, can't say enough about that. Absolutely.
And that brings me to something I preach all the time. It's something I call RIA, results in advance. So you'd be building up some, what another term a friend of mine uses, relationship capital. Mm-hmm. You get involved and join the Chamber of Commerce. You go and you volunteer at a prayer breakfast. You go to Yorba Linda's got the best lobster fest that I've ever been to. Aaron, we were talking about some other event, the Taste of Yorba Linda that just concluded. Volunteer at some of these places, and you know that, I don't know, I think there's rules as to how many elected officials can come to some of these events based on whether it's a Brown Act or something like that.
No, you can, as an elected official, you can have all five of you in a certain place at any given time, as long as it's a public place and no politics are being discussed. Of course, we can go enjoy those events together.
Great, and I suggest go do it now. Obviously, one of the easiest ways. I'm gonna be presumptuous here, being that Aaron's here and he works with the Chamber of Commerce. If you want to meet some of the elected officials in the city, I've got a simple solution for you. The Mayor's Prayer Breakfast is coming up on the 22nd. they've got this option of being a title sponsor. Now, if you become a title sponsor, Aaron, do you think you can introduce a title sponsor to the mayor?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just thought I'd throw that out. I thought that I could take that liberty right there. There's a lot of opportunities here to sponsor the event. And it's not like they're saying anybody is better than anybody else. They've got a sponsor for $250. And I think I saw tickets are, what, $25?
Yeah, $25 for a ticket. Table of eight is $200. Great breakfast, great time for...
And if you're a small business, and I'm using your Belinda because we obviously talk a lot to the folks in Anaheim and others, and we had Mission Viejo recently. It's just that we're looking at different sizes. And you look at your Belinda, I think has probably got a smaller budget than Anaheim's budget.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But the people, it's still the same. You've got a city council that's made up of men and women of the community that put their pants on the same way as everybody else. And you can go and have a conversation with them the same way. Yeah. Right? It's just...
Absolutely.
So the idea here is if you're a small business owner, go get involved. Join the community. Be involved in the community. Then when you have an issue come up, you're not going up to the mayor. And because I think, you probably have I don't know how many people are in the city, but there's thousands, millions of people that all have their own agenda. And a lot of them, I remember when I was a business owner, and I was very foolish at the time, and I didn't know anybody, any of the local people. The only time you'd ever get to know somebody is when there was a problem, right? And that's no fun.
Yeah.
And I'm sure as an elected official, you're not looking – you didn't do it just to have somebody to be the sounding board. Right, it's to make a difference to improve the community, I would assume.
Yes, that's correct.
So the idea here is develop those relationships. And that makes tell a little bit, you talk, I know that there's a, not far from here, there's a whole new center going in.
Right across the street from where we're at, we're putting in our new town center. This has been decades in the planning. And now they're moving dirt. And by the end of 2017, Ron, people are going to be able to come to your Belinda and really enjoy a great town center. We're looking forward to Bristol Farms being here, Regal Theaters, some great high-end restaurants, things that the people in your Belinda have always wanted. It's been a little bit of a sleepy bedroom town, and now we're going to give them, I think, what they want. Plus, in the right next door to us, we're planning a new library and community center, too. So there's some great things going on here.
Absolutely.
Might have a problem then because people are going to stop thinking of your Belinda as rolling up and going to bed at 9 o'clock. Right? I mean,
I think there's going to be a balance with that because I don't see that changing.
That's not going to change. So we'll have a nice high. We'll have the movies will start at 6:30. They'll be done by 8:30. You can be home and in bed by 9 o'clock.
And not only that, but the chairs will recline and be very soft and they'll bring you dinner in your seat.
Nice.
That sounds fun. And obviously, right down the street from there is they're doing a big renovation of the Nixon Library.
That will be open in October. And, the Nixon Library is an absolute jewel for the city. They're very, very much looking forward. I got a sneak preview the other day. It was great. He says, you want to see something great? I'm talking to the director over there. Sure. What are you going to show me? You want to go to the Oval Office? Yeah, let's see the Oval Office.
Awesome.
So he walked me back, and they're going to have a complete replica of the Oval Office. To scale, and I think people will love that, I think.
I think, being a political junkie and historian, there's only been, 44 of them, 44 presidents, right? Regardless of your political perspective, they deserve a lot of respect regardless of who they are, and it's great that we have a library right here in our community. Thank you for sharing all this great information with us, Mayor. Aaron, thank you for coming in. We ask you to be sure to set that first radio preset button to come join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700. Get to Mossy Nissan's Bottom Line Summer Event for your last chance this summer to save on select 2016 Nissans. Save big by visiting your local Mossy Nissan or mossynissan.com today.
Don't let...